Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Tuesday, 7th April, and the corresponding Islamic date is 14th Sha'ban 1441. As mentioned last week, while explaining the importance and significance of the month of Sha'ban, I had mentioned that we will be learning about a very special night which falls during this month. This night falls on the 15th of Sha'ban. Today, after the Maghrib Salah, the 15th night of Sha'ban will begin, so we all need to be ready for this special night. Now, what is this special night? First of all, let us learn its name. The name of this night is Laylatul Bara'a. And in some places, many of us may have heard, it is known as Shab-e Barat. So, Laylatul Bara'a, it means the night of forgiveness. So this night, its special significance is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many, many servants during this night. So this is a night where we can have our problems solved, because most of our problems, it comes due to our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy with us. So on this night, what we need to do is we all need to learn to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how forgiving is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night? We find in one hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this special night, he descends to the first heaven, meaning he becomes very close to his servants. And after descending on this first heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions that, is there anyone who wants me to forgive them so that I can forgive them? Is there anyone who wants to ask for forgiveness so I can forgive them? Is there anyone who wants to ask for sustenance, for food, for provision, for financial aid so that I can help them? Is there anyone who is going through difficulty, who is in affliction, who has a health problem, who has family problem, who has other difficulties so that I can remove this difficulty from them? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to ask various needs of ours. And he says that, is there anyone who wants this? Is there anyone who wants that? And this continues until Fajr time. So this is a night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be giving in abundance, a lot. And we find that Allah is very merciful and Allah always gives us. That is why we have everything we find in our life. But on these special occasions, for example, the month of Ramadan, in Ramadan there is a night called Laylatul Qadr. And like this, there is this night of Laylatul Bara'a. So this special night, it is a night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives even more than normal. So we need to all get together on this night and we need to make the most of this night. So the first thing we all need to do is we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His special forgiveness. We all know that Allah will forgive us. So we need to really ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make promises to Him that until now we have not been very good. But this night we are promising you that we are changing our life and we will spend our life according to the way you want us to live our life, according to the teachings of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will lead our life so that we can always make you happy. The second thing we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for is to remove the difficulties and calamities from our life. At the moment, there are difficulties all around the world. So there is only one solution to this. We have tried isolation, we are trying different methods, but the easiest solution is to gain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who can make things change instantly. We can ask Him and overnight the whole condition of the world can change. So what we need to do is we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever difficulties there are around the world, for us, for in our family, for all of the Muslims, for all of the non-Muslims, every person around the world, every being in the world, every living creature in the world, whatever difficulty they are going through, please help them. The second thing we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all death upon iman. So first thing we need to ask for is that we have a good life, that this life, it is a life of peace, good health, happiness. The second thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us death upon iman. And third thing is that during this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to always make Him happy and to do things which will give us Jannat in the hereafter. And the fourth thing is that when we pass away, then we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us entry into paradise. Now on this night, There is no specific ibadah to do or worship to do, but we can perform salah, we can give sadaqah, we can make dua, we can engage in dhikr, we can do anything to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And if you are not inclined towards worshipping, we are feeling lazy, we are feeling tired, then the best thing to do is perform Isha salah and then immediately go to sleep. Do not do anything wrong and do not waste your time. The worst thing we can do on special occasions is to waste time or do something wrong. So what we should do is perform Isha Salah, and while reading the dua, engaging in dhikr, go to sleep. And then when we wake up for Fajr Salah, perform Fajr Salah on its time, and then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will get reward for the entire night. So what we need to do is make the most of this special night and make this night a night where we make a change to the world. It is us who can bring a change. If we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will listen to us and Allah will change the condition of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all goodness in both worlds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect us to His deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to value this special night. And when the time for our passing comes and when the time for the hereafter comes, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us death upon iman. And forever and ever, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us entry into Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.